A man named Ed Michaelis joins us now. Two spies walk into a bar. One spy says to the other,
"I'm sorry, Scott, you're not cleared for that punchline."
Mr. Michaelis is a 33-year veteran of the CIA and a former stand-up comic. He's now written a new book called The Secret Book of CIA Humor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, just delighted to be here.
Is that a smile face on your CIA ID?
Well, oddly enough, it is a family day badge that we have.
So is that like bring your children to
work
day?
Bring your kids to work day, right. So we have people who will come in and show their kids all the cool spy stuff. And last year, one of my friends came in with his 8-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And he is asked by his son, "Geez, this is so cool. Dad, did you actually use any of this stuff?" And he comes up with the standard line, "Well, son, if I told you, I'd have to kill you."
Oh.
The son says, "Tell my sister."
Now, do I have this right? You actually started a comedy club in the CIA?
I did. I wanted to try out some of the material that I was using for regular comedy clubs in D.C.
Yeah.
And eventually I learned that, you know, this is a lot tougher than it looks when the professionals are doing it. So did it for a little while, then decided, let's keep the day job.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's a little bit like being a spy, right? I mean, that looks irresistible when you see it in Casino Royale. But on the other hand, as you know, you were undercover for a while, right?
I was indeed. And your first day on the job, you walk in and you're hoping to be Jack Bauer. And you fill out little forms that say, here's what your alias is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I was filling out, I want to be Buck Steele. I want to be Rock Hardy. I want to be a cool-sounding spy. Mm-hmm. They hand me the material. Who am I going to be? Hiram Quinton Willoughby.
not exactly the kind of name that people make movies about those characters, right?
A name that strikes terror in the hearts of the Taliban.
Should American taxpayers, American citizens, be reassured or alarmed that CIA officers are telling jokes?
You should be delighted that we are. It's an indication of creativity, first of all. Second, you don't want a crowd that has bad morale working for you. Every study that you ever look at regarding humor says that if you have humor in the workplace, you got high morale, you got great productivity. So absolutely you want it. We also are hired in part to recruit spies to steal secrets. And you want somebody that you can relate to. You want to have someone who's going to look to you as a friend. Mm-hmm. That you're working with. So absolutely, we're recruiting the right kind of people.
So a sense of humor is important in defining that.
Absolutely it is. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we certainly take the mission seriously.
Tell us one of your favorites, if you could.
Why did this case officer cross the road? To make sure that surveillance was going to follow him.
You guys think that's really funny?
You know, that just kills in training. Apparently, I'm not going to be using that, though, at the next comedy club that I do.
No, I don't judge it by my reaction alone. No, wouldn't an alternative punchline be, you know, something like, "I'm sorry, we can't confirm or deny that the operative has crossed the road"?
Let me write that down, if you don't mind. I'll use that one instead.
Mr. Michaelis, thanks very much.
Hey, honored to be here. Thank you.
Ed Michaelis is the author of The Secret Book of CIA Humor, but he joined us very openly in our studios. Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.